from the newsroom at news.com.au.
Hi there, I'm Andrew Bucklow and this is the latest from the newsroom. It's Monday the 10th of January. New South Wales has recorded the highest number of deaths in a single day since the pandemic began. 18 people died from COVID overnight, including a child who was under five. In Victoria, there were another two deaths. Overseas, and Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte has ordered that unvaccinated people who violate stay-at-home orders be arrested. With COVID cases on the rise in the country, unvaccinated people in the capital Manila and several provinces have been ordered to stay at home. The president has given local officials the power to detain those who break the rules. Still overseas, and at least 19 people were killed after a fire tore through a high-rise apartment building in New York. Nine of the fatalities were children. At least 200 firefighters responded to the blaze, which broke out on the second and third floors of a 19-storey building in the Bronx. To sport, Ash Barty has pulled out of the Sydney Tennis Classic. The world number one says she wants some time to recover ahead of the Australian Open, which starts next week. Barty is in top form after winning the Adelaide International over the weekend. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option, because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
To showbiz, Full House star Bob Saget has died. The 65-year-old comedian who played Danny Tanner on the sitcom was found dead in a hotel room in Orlando. Saget also appeared in Entourage and was the narrator's voice on How I Met Your Mother. And finally, Shane Warne has opened up about the lowest point of his life, saying it was when he got divorced from his wife, Simone Callaghan, just before an Ashes series in the mid-2000s.
I think the hardest time it's been when something so personal in my life, getting divorced was a difficult time in my life and for my children, and it was my fault. So I have to live with that for the rest of my life. So that wasn't easy. A week before the Ashes series to do that, and then had to sort of drag myself off the canvas to get out there and play against in 2005 and play against a quality England side, to have the Barmy Army for 6 hours a day, not just 10 minutes singing songs and sing Where's Your Missus Gone? And yeah, you know, yeah, good on you, mate. It was a pretty good song. But it was sort of, you know, I'm sitting there worrying about my children that I was hoping going to spend 3 months of the Ashes series with, but because of my own doing, they had to turn around and find a flight. So I was pretty devastated with that.
That's the latest from the newsroom. We'll be back with another update soon.
Follow or subscribe to From the Newsroom
wherever you get your podcasts.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.